All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
0141-951-1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Celtic are in friendly action right now against Cork City with new boy Hayato Inamura in the starting lineup. Could Luke de Jong be a striking option for Rangers this season? And Ayr United are set to take place in a trial to bring alcohol back to Scottish football. I'm Andrew McLean. Joining me in the studio tonight is Gordon Dio.
Yeah, obviously you highlighted there, we're just watching the footage come down from Celtic v Cork. It's a mixed bag. There's a few experienced players in there, especially the captain, McGregor in there, Ingles is in there, Forrest is in there, McGowan. There's a few young players getting a good opportunity tonight. You look at the transfer market, not that long ago we're thinking it's quite quiet, starting to heat up now. I think a lot of clubs are starting to do a lot of business, not just Celtic and Rangers. You look down at Kilmarnock, you look at my own team, Motherwell, other teams, Hearts, Aberdeen, they're all trying to get players in and get ready for the start of the new season.
Yeah, I genuinely can't keep track of the names that are being linked with, especially Celtic and Rangers. There just seems to be another name every single hour of the day for both teams.
Yeah, but the good thing is, I think it's positive for both sides. I think that obviously Brendan Rodgers is looking at that attacking side of his team. I think he's going to bolster that. Rangers are looking to get in other players just to get their squad really strengthened for the start of obviously the first game, 22nd of July, Panathinaikos. Big game for them. So they all have to be ready. They're looking at close doors games. They're looking at pre-season games. They're just trying to work their way in so that they hit the ground running, Andrew.
Well, let's hear from you. 0141-951-1025. Celtic fans, your team are in action right now away to Cork City in a friendly. So if you're watching along, why don't you let us know what you're thinking of it? And maybe you've got some opinions on the team, the players, who should be playing, who shouldn't be playing, what Brendan Rodgers needs to do to this team in the next few weeks to get them ready for the new season. 0141-951-1025. Rangers fans, Luke de Jong is one of the names that has been linked. There's been several wingers, players from different positions, but Luke de Jong, maybe the bigger of the names that's been linked in the past couple of days. The PSV striker, is he someone that you'd like to see? Experienced strikers have been talked about in the past few days with Rangers. Jamie Vardy, Luke de Jong is the next one in.
Yeah, once again, it's a rumour mill going about. We don't know if there's any, you know, truth in this. I know Vardy doesn't seem to be going away. I listened to part of the show last night and it's very hard.
Just part of it, thanks.
Yeah, Roger bores the life out now after 20 minutes. But, you know, Roger's always in the know. He was very confident that Vardy would not be come to Glasgow. I think Rangers fans would quite fancy that. I think I know he's at a fair age now, but he was terrific last year for Leicester, still got an eye for a goal. So a bit interesting, obviously, De Jong come up today, PSV, very good striker as well, scored goals everywhere he's went. But once again, until the scarf is above their head, then we'll just have to wait and see who comes into the buildings.
Rangers fans, what do you think? Jamie Vardy, Luke de Jong, give us a call, 0141-951-1025. I know Kilmarnock and Motherwell both had friendlies today. Maybe supporters of those clubs have something to take away from those matches. A 2-0 win for Kilmarnock against Ballymena. It was a 1-0 win for Motherwell against Carlisle. I know St Mirren are in friendly action against Airdrie tonight as well. So whatever you're thinking, 0141-951-1025. And an interesting story as well, coming out of Ayr United, they're set to take place in a trial that will will see a select group, I think 66 fans, be able to go into the game, buy alcohol, I think 4 pints before the game, up to 4 pints before the game. You're not being forced to drink 4 pints, but you can have 4 if you like before the game, and then 1 at half time as well. As we know, it's gone back to, what was it, 1981 was the booze ban, of course, in hospitality. You've been able to buy alcohol in stadiums in Scotland, but not just your sort of average ticket goer. So this is certainly an interesting initiative that Air United are
interests me that obviously it's Air United, small club. Why the limit 66 is put on this is I don't really know, but it'll be interesting to see how that experiment goes, Andrew. There'll be a lot of people out there for it that like to go along in a game, and if they see other sports where you can sit and have a beer and behave responsibly, and I think that's a big, big key words here. So it'll be interesting to see how this experiment works at Somerset, and then if other clubs look to take it on board, because it does make it a bit of a different experience for you. If you can go along there, enjoy a few beers, it helps the club as well financially, but it's all about the behaviour.
01419511025 on the phones. You can get involved by dialing that number. You can get involved on social media as well, at Clyde SSB on Twitter. Let's take a look at that Celtic starting lineup 6 minutes into that game against Cork City. No goals, no real chances so far in the game, but it is Viljami Sinisalo that's in goal for Celtic today. It's Kobe Donovan, Austin Trusty, Dane Murray and Hayato Inamura, the new signing who only joined on Friday night. The midfield three, Callum McGregor, Arne Engels and Luke McCowan. It's then Ben Summers and James Forrest either side of Johnny Kenny up top. So there is a mix there of youth and experience in that side, which you kind of, you know, expect will happen in these early pre-season games for Celtic. You know, the international players are still coming back and some other players still getting up to speed.
Yeah, it's good for the younger players. You mentioned Kenny again, he scored against Queen's Park. Summers is in there. You know, one or two players on the bench as well. Getting that experience with going and travelling with the team, knowing how it works with Brendan Rodgers in the dressing room, getting an opportunity to go out and play with the quality of the players like you're talking about there, McGregor, Ingles, you've got Trusty at the back, you've got McCown in there, James Forrest. So you've got a lot of experience there, especially for the younger players that can look up to and try and obviously educate themselves going forward and giving themselves an opportunity to put a little thought for the coming season into Brendan Rodgers, he said, because that's what pre-season games are about.
Well, Celtic fans, as I said, if you're watching along and want to let us know what you're thinking of this game, 0141 951 1025, as Luke McCowan just puts a corner into the box, and I think Cork City might be able to clear that one. Just looking at it, Hayato Inamura came in on, I think it was announced on Friday night. Brendan Rodgers was quite clear when he spoke after the Queen's Park friendly and essentially said he's one for the future. They would bring him in, just sort of take a look at him. He might go out on loan again. But interesting that he is straight into the starting lineup for this game. And at left back as well, I think he's played a lot of his football as a central defender, but he is left footed. You do wonder, is there potential that he could maybe be the player to be Kieran Tierney's backup this season? Is that what Brendan Rodgers is looking at, or is it just to have a look at him today?
It could be a bit of both, Andrew. It could be a bit of both. It's, you look at, we're seeing the pictures come in, the surface looks decent, very good indeed. He is playing that left back role. We know that Celtic will have to strengthen there, especially after the loss of Greg Taylor. You'll get Kieran Tierney coming in there. He'll certainly be the number one fullback choice. But it's just maybe a case of letting the guy get out there, introduce some of his teammates, let him go and enjoy his football, play him the left-back position, and you never know what happens from there.
Johnny Kenny as well starting up front again for Celtic. Brendan Rodgers spoke yesterday in Cork. He said that Johnny Kenny, you know, he hopes that he'll sign a new deal and then they'll take a look and see whether he will play a, you know, a role for them this season, whether he'll maybe go out on loan again. This is a good opportunity for him to really show Brendan Rodgers what he can do, and in the hope that, you know, he'll be able to stick around and be a big contributor for them this season.
Yeah, interesting. As a young player, what you tend to do, especially in the close season, you look at who comes in to play in your position, who's your opposition, who you're up against, who's challenging you. And all he can do as a young player, it's simple for me. If you're a centre forward and you're playing with one of the big teams, if you keep scoring goals, the manager will not ignore you. It's as simple and straightforward as that. He's got to go out there. He's now on his second game, Queen's Park. He got his goal. Opportunity tonight. He'll be looking to bag another one, maybe two, I don't know. But he'll be looking to make an impression. And as I say, as a centre-forward, you come back from the your loan spell and you get an opportunity in the first team, especially early on in close season, it's so, so important for these boys to make an impression.
We talked about it with Rangers on Sunday against Club Bruges and some of the younger players. Finlay Curtis was the one that, you know, Rangers supporters were saying was the one that really caught the eye. But because there are those opportunities for players when, you know, the international players aren't back and fully fit yet, and other players like Kieran Tierney are still getting up to speed, that, you know, Ben Summers in that starting lineup, Dane Murray, Colby Donovan in that starting lineup, just these young players that will hope that they can really catch the eye of Brendan Rodgers, and maybe the initial plan for them was to still stay with the B team this season or maybe go out on loan this season. They'll hope that they can really make their mark across these next few games and potentially play their way into the squad for the upcoming season.
Look, as a player, all you can ask for is an opportunity. And when you're given the opportunity, it's up to you to grasp it with both hands. You're right, I think when the international players, the big names, come back, obviously they'll be the ones that Brendan Rodgers will be looking to start. But you can still make that impression in close season. As I said there, young Kenny, if he starts bagging in goals, you've got to recognise that he's improving under Brendan Rodgers. He's come back for his loan spell, everything about it. There's young players in there that just have to keep the faith and keep working hard. Yes, they'll play second fiddle, there's no doubt. We were listening to the other night there about Finlay Curtis, who apparently was very good at the weekend. Would you see him starting the game in the 22nd of July? I don't think he would. But he'll certainly, if he keeps performing, he'll certainly be in the manager's thoughts throughout the season.
Well, Celtic fans, any thoughts on this game that's going on at the moment? Around 12 minutes in, James Forrest has just had a shot saved from a tight angle. Give us a call, 01419511025. Let's go to the phones. Chris is a Rangers fan in Cambuslang. Chris, what are you thinking tonight?
First of all, how are you doing, lads? All right?
Hey, good, yourself?
I'm not too bad. I was just got it on social media there and I've seen the links with Big Majorski to Rangers. I'm just wondering if you think, obviously with the rumour that Jamie Vardy and stuff as well, who would you, like, if it came to it, who would you choose between the two? Personally, for me, I would go for Majorski.
Yeah, that Majorski one is an interesting link. I think it came from a Macedonian, North Macedonian outlet. But obviously someone that did very well with Aberdeen in Scotland, got that move over to Girona, hasn't worked out for him over there. Could you see that being a route that Rangers go down potentially?
I think that would please a lot of Rangers fans, especially Chris. I totally understand where he's coming from. Majorski, I thought, was excellent. The good thing about him is he's played in this league. He knows the way to goal. He can score goals. He achieved that with Aberdeen. At one point, I thought Rangers would have probably been looking at him. I thought Aberdeen were looking for that big price tag that Rangers weren't prepared to pay. Can totally get that. It may be an opportunity. Once again, it's the rumour mill going about, Andrew. It's a great question. You know, Vardy is at a certain age now. But the one thing Vardy's got in his locker, he's got bags of experience. He's a workhorse. He's a team player. He can score goals. He's shown that at Premier League level last year as well. Former England international. But if you're going to look for a future, I think Majorski would be a real good signing for Rangers.
If Chris is putting you on the spot, who do you pick out of those two?
For a longer term, Majorski. For a shorter term, I think Vardy would be very good in Scotland. I think he could bang goals for fun.
Sitting on the fence still then?
Basically, yes.
Chris, who would you prefer if there was an option between the two?
Well, that fence is wobbling, the Gordon sitting on it there, but I would definitely go for Majorski. I mean, Jamie Vardy, he speaks for his shell, do you know what I mean? But as Gordon said, like, we need to start building for the longer term rather than just having these short fixtures. There's been too many of that. And I think Majorski, if it was a possible deal, we should go and try and get it done, because I think he would, like, he'd bang the goals in for Rangers. I mean, as you say, look what he done with Aberdeen. And I think he would get much more chances with Rangers, and his goal tally could be quite frightening.
The only thing I'd sort of agree with Chris slightly here is we've seen this movie before with the big names coming up to Glasgow, and they don't hit it off, right? They don't. They just seem to struggle with maybe
Could you potentially liken the Jamie Vardy one to Jermaine Defoe, though he came up and scored, a good ratio in terms of games to goals for Rangers, won a league title with them?
Yeah, I think Vardy's the right type, but he's a certain age now. I honestly think there's a case for both of them. As I say, short term, Vardy kept fit. The one thing I think Vardy's got is, I think his attitude towards the team's he really works from the front. You know what I mean? He does his job from the front. He'll go and press. And if that's what Russell Martin's looking for, to press high, well, he's very good at it. And I know he's still got maybe another season in him. But Majovski, for me, knows this league. He's scored in the goals in this league. He knows the pace of the game. He knows the Scottish game. And going forward, he's the right sort of age for the future. I think he would be a real good bit of business as well.
Yeah, he got 16 goals in both of his Scottish Premiership seasons back-to-back at Aberdeen. In total, it was 18 goals in his first season, 26 in all competitions in his second season. That's why Girona went for him. Hasn't worked out there, only scored 4 times across the season there. Would that concern you at all, Chris? Or is it just because that is, quite a big step up? Girona, had finished, 4th potentially in La Liga the season before, before they signed him and went into the Champions League?
It wouldn't concern me, because the guy, he's shown that he's got it in Scottish football. I think if he came to us with the coaching and the players running about him, he would only get better. And I think if it's an option, I think it's a no-brainer. You need to go and get it done.
Depends on the price, Chris. It depends on the full package, isn't it? You're not going to go in and pay over the odds. But if they got him at a bargain price, I totally agree. I think it'd be a good, good bit of business.
Because it was 6.8 million, I think, Aberdeen's sort of record fee that they got in. Would you expect that, will Girona want to try and get that back? Is it a case of Rangers being able to get him at a more cut price deal because he didn't have such a great season? Is that one that Rangers could explore on a sort of loan to buy type option?
If he's not produced the goods over there, there could be a deal to be done. Look, they're not going to get him in the cheap for £1 million or anything like that. That's not going to happen. But obviously, if he's not wanted there, he's not produced the goods there. And that doesn't matter to me. Some players go to different countries and different types of football. They can settle or they don't settle. I just think he knows the Scottish game inside out. He showed that he can score goals here. And if there's a deal to be done and the price is right for both, for everybody, I think that'd be a good bit of business for Rangers.
Chris, what about Luke de Jong? That's another striker that's been mentioned more maybe in the sort of mould of Jamie Vardy, where he's a bit older, 34, but he's had a very good goal-scoring record across his career.
In regards to that, I would only bring him in if we sell like a Gaiman or Dessels or both. I wouldn't really like, so my Oscar's bring in just now. Personally, I would try and get rid of Danilo because he's just not got it, unfortunately. Danilo and a Gaiman, the two guys I would sell. I would keep Dessels. And if you could bring in Majovski and Luke de Jong, I mean, that's a pretty frightening strike force. If we've got the guys that are supplying them. But I would go 5 million for Majovski. I think we'd get him at that.
Is that the problem with Danilo, that all the links have been with Cyril Dessers and Hamza Egerman because they've done more for Rangers in their time there? Rangers paid something like 6 million for Danilo, and he struggled to stay fit. He's not really had a consistent run in the team. There's not been clubs linked with him. How hard would it be to shift someone like Danilo that, you'd assume if he's coming in for that fee, will be on a big wage?
Yeah. I don't think he'll be at the top of the wanted list for other teams. As you quite rightly say, Zygerman, you look at potential there. We've seen last year flashes of how good this guy could be. Dessers, for me, is just a natural goal scorer. As much as I know that the Rangers fans criticise him about the chances he misses, but his record backs that up. He scored goals. I agree. I think Danilo struggled. Now, it could be a big season for him. Once again, we talked there, he's had one or two injuries. It's held him back every time. He seems to get back in the frame. He gets back again with a little niggle or an injury. It just depends how he gets through the close season. It's a new manager coming in as well, Andrew. So he may get a lift from a new manager. A new manager might tweak one or two things in his game and how he wants him to play. and he might just enjoy that. But once again, I'm going with Chris. I think if you've got the three strikers and you were going to put one out the door, I would put Danilo out the door, but I don't think you're going to get top dollar. You're not going to get anywhere near your money back. And then you look at Eggerman, if you can get what they call top dollar for him, I think that'd be a sell all day long for me.
Well, thank you to Chris, 01419511025. Rangers fans, if you've got anything to add to that striker debate there. Celtic fans, what about this friendly against Cork City? 0-0 after 20 minutes. Actually looked as if Cork City were clean through on goal there, but their striker just kind of got the ball caught under his feet and Celtic have managed to get the ball away. Still goalless in that game. Maybe you're watching that and want to let us know your opinions on that match. 01419511025. I know there were friendlies for other teams today. Maybe you want to talk about that. Maybe you want to talk about this alcohol at Scottish football trial that Ayr United are taking part in a bit later on this month. Give us a call, 01419511025. While you get your calls in about that, we'll play this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
You had a slow start to the Summer League, but you're picking up now, I think. Is that three wins in your last three?
Basically four, but I gave one away.
Three wins in your last three.
I'll take that.
That's all right form. Right. If you want
I'm
to play
Gordon, defeat.
Yeah. If you want to play Gordon DL at Beat the Pundit next, all you need to do is phone 01419511025 now and you could be up next.
Tackle the headlines. 01419511025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Gordon DL here with me, Andrew McLean, on tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard, and we want you to join us. 01419511025. Celtic fans, your team currently in friendly action against Cork City over in Ireland. 26 minutes on the clock in that game, still goalless, no real big chances for either side. James Forrest's shot that was saved, probably the best of the lot, but if you're watching along with that and you want to chat about it, you've got some opinions. 01419511025. We'd love to hear them. Rangers fans, bit of a debate before the break about the striking situation, who should be going, who should be coming in. If you want to add to that, 01419511025. We'll take a look at that alcohol trial that Ayr United are taking part in the Premier Sports Cup a bit later on as well. And I know the likes of Kilmarnock and Motherwell were in friendly action today. St Mirren were tonight as well. So any thoughts out there? 01419511025. Goal for Celtic just before we go to Beat the Pundit. And you were watching it while I was looking at my screen ahead of me, so you can tell me exactly what happened.
Gordon. Well, it's a good play from Celtic. Comes down the right hand side, cut back. Now I'm thinking, is that Luke McCown that's just unleashed a left shot, or is it Callum McGregor? The TV's that far away, I can't work it out. But whoever it was a left foot power driver into the top of the net here. Great flick. It's Luke McCown, isn't it?
Yeah, Luke McCown with a left-footed strike. It was a really nice flick in behind just for Luke McCown at the edge of the box. Good strike from him. Goalkeeper had no chance, and Celtic are 1-0 up, 27 and a half minutes in.
Yeah, good play from Celtic, and obviously a terrific goal with the goalkeeper. Not a chance to save that. Good finish.
Yeah, I think that was young Colby Donovan who's starting at right back with a flick in the box there, getting, you know, into the box, which Brendan Rodgers will be happy about. And I think he spoke quite highly of him, said that he's, you know, quite highly rated the other night.
It showed you he's very confident. You know, he's very comfortable in that situation. He's looked up. He was aware where Luke McCown was. Just set him up lovely, teed it up. Absolutely brilliant. Celtic coming close again. I think it was Kenny there just inside the box with a left-footed shot. Starting to put a little bit of pressure on, but what a terrific strike it was in finish.
Celtic fans, any thoughts on that? 01419511025, but we'll play this first.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Josh is in Greenock ready to play Beat the Pundit. Josh, have you played before?
No.
Oh.
First time. Do you normally do all right when you're playing along at home?
Sometimes
you don't, Josh, yeah?
Sometimes I don't, aye.
Aye, let's be honest, you can hear it in your voice.
To be fair, that's very much like you at
exactly,
the moment. Sometimes
Josh,
you play all right and sometimes you're terrible.
This could be a head-to-head, this could be a classic.
It could be a classic or it could be the worst game of all time, we'll see. So we'll put some Greatest Hits radio in the ear of Gordon DL so he can't hear us. Josh, it is 30 seconds on the clock for you to answer as many questions as you can. Remember, you can pass as well just to save yourself a bit of time if you're struggling on any of the questions. Does that all sound good?
Aye, perfect.
Let's go for it. Kieran Tierney played for which Spanish side?
Real Sociedad.
Which Rangers manager signed Alfredo Morelos?
Pass.
Who do the Scotland men's national team play in their next game?
Denmark.
Which SPFL club are nicknamed the Ton?
The what?
The Ton.
Morton.
Which Motherwell player is apparently named after a former United Nations Secretary General?
Pass.
Guess the year St Mirren won the League Cup and Andy Murray won Wimbledon.
2013.
Okay, right, we will bring Gordon DL back in. Can you hear us?
Yes.
I think your mic's on now. Go again.
Yes,
there we go. Man, right, yes, 30 seconds on the clock for Gordon DL. Let's do it. Kieran Tierney played for which Spanish side?
Valencia.
Rangers which Rangers manager signed Alfredo Morelos?
Mark Warburton.
Who do the Scotland men's national team play in their next game?
Oh, pass.
Which SPFL club are nicknamed the Ton?
Morton.
Which Motherwell player is apparently named after a former United Nations General Secretary?
Pass.
Guess the year St Mirren won the League Cup and Andy Murray won Wimbledon.
2017.
Okay, how do you think it went, Josh?
Good.
Okay.
Did you win that, Josh?
Hopefully.
Oh, that was dreadful there.
Right, let's go through them. Kieran Tierney played for which Spanish side? Yeah, you said that after you said Valencia.
I didn't mean to say Valencia. I'd get my tongue stuck in my mouth there with Valencia Real Sociedad.
You might not have meant to say Valencia, but what you did say is Valencia. Josh said Real Sociedad, so it goes 1-0 to Josh. Which Rangers manager signed Alfredo Morelos? You went for Mark Warburton. Josh passed that one. The answer is Pedro Caixinha. So it stays 1-0. Who does Scotland's men's national team play in their next game?
No idea.
You made a noise as if you had remembered it and then said the word pass, which amused me. Josh said Denmark, and it is Denmark. 2-0 to Josh. Here. Which SPFL club are nicknamed the Ton? You got this?
Morton.
Josh got it because he's a Morton fan as well. Yes, what are the chances? So it goes 3-1. Which Motherwell player is apparently named after former United Nations Secretary General? What a question that is.
Seriously, who actually made that up? That is a ridiculous question. Hold on. Give us a clue in that. Is he a defender?
Yeah. He's got a really long throw.
I still don't get that.
No idea.
Kofi Bellmer. He's a he's named after the late Kofi Annan. I remember reading this story at the time, and apparently his parents, he has no links to Ghana whatsoever, where Kofi Annan is from. Zero links.
Yeah.
But his parents saw the name written down, Kofi, K-O-F-I, and thought, he's from Northern Ireland. They just thought, you know what, we'll take Kofi as his name.
I'm not having that. What was the next question?
Neither of you got it. Remains 3-1. And it means Josh wins because you only got one more question each. Guess the year St Mirren won the League Cup and Andy Murray won Wimbledon. And I tell you what, Josh got it as well. 2013. Was that a guess, Josh, or was that?
No, that was knowledge.
How did you
pure
get that,
knowledge.
Josh?
You're
a Morton fan, so you don't like St Mirren.
Aye, but I just know that Murray won the Cup.
Actually, that's a good point because I think as a Morton fan, he probably will know.
You
when St Mirren won the cup, because
I'm more disappointed.
He just won't have enjoyed it.
I'm more disappointed I didn't know when Andy Murray won Wimbledon.
He did win it twice, in fairness, but the same year that St Mirren won the cup, 2013.
Well done, Josh.
Well done to Josh. A 4-1 win. It means that your win percentage goes down again. You got it up to 50%, and now you cement your place at the bottom table.
Do you know something? I'm not getting excited with those questions. They're absolutely ridiculous.
Well, Josh did all right with them.
But they were all Morton questions. You know what I mean?
Well,
everything you know is about Morton and St Mirren.
There's a Motherwell question in there. You're a big Motherwell man, aren't you?
Nobody would have got that. Roger Hannah probably would have struggled with that.
You're a big Motherwell man. There we go. You've got one question each on your select teams. Josh just happened to be the better of the two players. A 4-1 win for Josh. A signed ball the way to Josh in Greenock. Well done. We will play again tomorrow at the same time. I don't think while we were playing Beat the Pundit anything really happened in this friendly between Celtic and Cork. It was, of course, 1-0 to Celtic. We saw that goal from Luke McCowan just before we played Beat the Pundit. Let's speak to Laurie, who's a Celtic fan on the line. Laurie, what have you got for us tonight?
Well, a couple of points I'd like to make. Several weeks ago, I phoned the show Rangers at the time hadn't appointed a new manager to replace Barry Ferguson. When they signed Russell Martin, I've got to be honest with you, I think it's a very underwhelming choice. The guy has got a record that's synonymous with failure, if truth be told. We've got a blue-chip manager in Brendan Rodgers thus far in the transfer market. We went about our business quietly. We've got five acquisitions. The serious signings have yet to be made. We've got £5.5 million as a result of a sell-on clause. Jeremy Frimpong joining Liverpool. There's a deal imminent for us to make a profit of maybe £13 or £14 million for Nicholas Kuhn. Rangers seem to have embarked on a policy of signing guys who are not even household names in their own households. So I think that the
point... But Laurie, would you have known who Nicholas Kuhn was when he signed for Celtic? Would you have known who Jeremy Frimpong was when he signed for Celtic? Is that not the way that Celtic do their business as well? Is that they'll sign players that, you know, for a lower fee that maybe aren't household names and have gone on to sell them for big money? I'm not saying that that's going to happen with these Rangers signings, but is that not the way that Celtic and Rangers kind of have to do business?
I'll answer your question thus. We have got a great scouting team all over the continent. Every signing we make is geared to make us a profit. Rangers, to me, are at panic stations. They're looking to get a squad assembled in a hurry before they play Panathinaikos. And but the other point was, I think they won the league last season with either 14 or 17 points. This season, I think they'll extend that lead to in excess of 20-plus points before the end of the season next May. That's my point, guys.
Is that because Celtic are going to be stronger than they were last season, or is that because Rangers are going to be weaker than they were last season, a mix of both?
I think a mix of both. I think we'll definitely be stronger. As I say, we've got some serious money to spend. I remember when the 49ers conglomerate commander consortium, whatever you want to call them, it was reckoned that they would be a budget of £20 million, mostly to be spent on players. If you're signing guys to Peterborough United at £350,000, I think that's only cash that they've splashed thus far.
They spent £3.5 million on Telo Asgard. I do think that signing of Emmanuel Fernandez was one that could rise to over £3 million. So Rangers have spent, you know, some money so far. Whether they spend more money, it's not always about how much money you spend, it's who
correct.
You spend it on as well.
Yeah. And both teams have went into transfer market at times and spent big, and you don't always make the profit. I know what Laurie's saying. I think Celtic have a good recruitment system. I think they have bought in well at times and sold for very good profits. Now, you can't tell until the transfer window's closed, Andrew. Then you see what the squads are. You see how the season starts. You see the style of play. We know what Brendan Rodgers is all about. He's looking to probably get more wide players in, a bit more firepower up front as well, maybe an our centre forward. And Laurie's right, there's no denying it. I think everybody knows that Celtic are cash rich. You know, they do their business very well indeed. You can't knock them for that. It's up to Rangers now with this new takeover, new manager, new beginning. You've got to give it time to settle in. You've got to give Russell Martin the time to get that squad in that he wants. There'll be more players coming in. There might be one or two players that are leaving Rangers. They might cash in and getting some money for them. You know, the rumour's going about a bit bigger man and that sort of a deal, which would be good business. I think if you are Celtic supporters, you are very confident the way your club's going about. And they have done it for years. Let's not be kidded. They don't make profits, and everyone, they've wasted some money as well. Let's not be kidded here. But I do think that you've got to give Rangers, with the new investment, with the new manager, with the new squad, I think you've just got to give them the time to go and see what they're going to bring to the table next season.
Well, thank you to Laurie. 01419511025 on the phone. Celtic fans, what are you making of this friendly against Cork City? 39 minutes on the clock. 1-0 it is to Brendan Rodgers' side, that goal coming from Luke McCowan. Any thoughts on that? Maybe you want to add to what Laurie or any of the previous callers have talked about as well. Maybe you want to talk about that, the potential booze ban lift that Ayr United taking part in a trial, that beer will be sold at two of their upcoming Premier Sports Cup games. We'll take a bit of a look at that after the break as well. Or anything else that's on your mind, 0141 951 1025.
0141 951 1025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Into the final part of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. You can get involved, 0141 951 1025. Celtic in friendly action at the moment against Cork City. It's just about to go half time. It is 1-0 to Celtic at the moment. That goal coming from Luke McCowan. Let's go straight back to the phones. Tam is a Celtic fan in Wishaw. Tam, what are you thinking tonight?
Hello, I'd just like to say all the panellists, good evening. How's all doing?
Hi, Tam.
Good, thanks.
Not bad. My biggest question is, just because the 49ers manned the bottom of Rangers, do the panellists honestly, seriously think that one season they'll be able to turn us around with the man that's in charge at the Rangers team at the moment? Because I honestly think that Rangers are minimum 5 years behind Celtic.
Look, if I was tipping anyone for a league and I was put in the spot just now, I would probably go for Celtic, and I think a lot of people would. I do think Celtic are a bit in front of Rangers. I think it's a big season for Rangers, but the fact that new manager, new ideas, new squad, probably there'll be a few signings by the time the transfer window closes, new investment, 49ers. So it's a new dawn for the Rangers as far as that's concerned. Yes, Celtic have had a lot of things put in place. You know, they do their business very well, recruit good money for their players. They've got a very, very good and strong squad. They will add to that as well. Of that, there's no doubt. Brendan Rodgers will have targets in mind. So it's very, very hard to say. You know,
it's and Tam's saying that Rangers are 5 years behind Celtic. Can, you know, the gap that between the two teams last season, could that be overturned in one season? I think that's possible.
I think if you're a Rangers fan, realistically, you're looking at this season being right. We want to get closer to Celtic. We want to put up a challenge. Of course we do. They want a bit of silverware, whether it's a League Cup or Scottish Cup or whatever it may be. They'll be looking maybe for a bit of silverware. I think Rangers fans, majority of them, will be patient. Because they've been down this road before, the chopping and changing, and the direction the club was going. Now, the Rangers fans always had, not just against certain managers, but against the board and everything. That's all different now. There's a good structure put in place for Rangers, and it was a structure that had to happen for them to go forward. And you've got to give it time to blend in. You've got to give the manager time. Look, football is very fun. All of a sudden, Russell Martin could get the one or two or the three players in. That team looks good. They hit the ground running. They're playing with a lot of confidence, and you never know where it takes them. I don't think it will happen, because I do believe what Tam's saying there. Right now, I think Celtic are still the stronger of the two. Of that, there's no doubt. But we can't really put an opinion on it until we see who Celtic got to bring in, because they need players. They need players in different positions. Yes, they've got a very good squad. Probably now you would look at them and say they've got a very good starting 11, but they'll need cover at the left-back position. They're probably needing a couple of wide men as well to come in there. They may even look at the centre-forward position. So it'll just be interesting to see what Celtic do in the window. And also, when you look across the city, I think you've got to give Russell Martin and Rangers time to settle in.
Tam, how important do you feel Celtic's recruitment is over the next couple of months? Or do you kind of feel that no matter what Celtic do, really, that the season's a foregone conclusion?
It's not. The season hasn't kicked off yet, so nothing's a foregone conclusion. But what I would say to the panellists is, see the squad Celtic had before the breakdown, the league ended in the cup final when Aberdeen beat Celtic. Celtic's squad is so deep, that is so large, it's so massive, it's bigger than Rangers could ever recruit, and more than just one season. That's why Tam said 5 seasons minimum. It's not about getting your club getting bought over, it's about jailing them. And I'm not saying nothing bad about Russell Martin. The man was a good player for Scotland, though. Personally, he couldn't kick his bum the little. But end of day, respect. The man has come back to Glasgow Rangers. Without Celtic, there is no Rangers. Without Rangers, there is no Celtic. Now, Rangers have got amazing fans, mate, same as Celtic have. Rangers have done a hell of a lot better than Celtic than they have in Europe, but our bread and butter is people from Scotland. Our bread and butter is league titles. Now, I just heard your panellist there talking about Rangers need to win a trophy under Russell Martin. What trophy? The most important, you said a cup, the panellist. The most important trophy is the Scottish League. That is all about the championship, and that is the most important. That's why I say 5 years. If it takes Rangers minimum 5 years, that's all I've got left. Then we're at nine. Celtic win the next 5 seasons, we're at nine in a row. And here we go again. This is why I was a passionate about Celtic and Rangers. Rangers need Celtic over to Palace.
Nobody's denying that the most important trophy in Scotland is obviously Premier League. I still think Celtic are firm favourites to go and lift that. But it's very difficult for guys like us to sit here because we don't know what the squads are going to be like. But Celtic have had that strong squad. They've spent money. They brought in young players. They've sold one or two. They're making good money. They'll add to that as well. Rangers are really, if you look at them just now, they're in a slight rebuilding with the new manager and the takeover and the new squad coming in. I don't know if it's... Look, crystal ball, I don't know if it's going to be 5 years. I have no idea.
You'd imagine that 49ers Enterprises and Andrew Kavanagh wouldn't be projecting five years for Rangers to win a league title.
But it's up to Rangers. Listen, Celtic have thrown down the challenge. Let's not be kiddied here. Celtic went about their business the right way in years gone by. They've got a top manager in just now in Brendan Rodgers. They'd have been disappointed not to win the treble last year, but well done to Aberdeen. I don't think their squad was as sort of a, you know, that good last year, because when I looked at the cup final, I thought the big turning point was Brendan Rodgers made 3 substitutions, and I thought it sort of weakened Celtic at that time. Look, they've still got quality players in the building. They'll bring in more players. I just think that Rangers fans are sitting there now. They'll be a lot happier this season where they've been in recent seasons. It's up to Russell Martin to put that team on the pitch and challenge Celtic. That's his job. He's got to get closer. He's got to challenge them. Some Rangers fans might be even out there thinking we will overtake them. I don't think that will happen this season, right? I really don't. But I think for Rangers to go, bed everything in, and this season get closer to Celtic, put that big challenge in, and try and win a bit of silverware. I think Rangers fans all throughout the country would take that.
Well, thank you to Tam. Good discussion there with the panellist. Might start calling you that full time now. Do you like that? New nickname?
Yeah, I liked that. I felt important there for 2 minutes of my life.
Right, let's speak to Barry in Paisley, who's a Rangers fan. Barry, what are you thinking?
Good evening, gentlemen. How are we doing? First time caller.
Good to hear from you. What's made you phone in?
So it's with regarding Rangers in the up and coming season. I'm obviously listening to a lot of other fans and yourselves talking about Rangers, how they'll fare in that, and I think it's a fair assessment to say that obviously they won't be favourites for the season. But what I would like to point out is obviously in the past, Celtic going for the 10 in a row, people were saying that they had no chance, so I think it's quite naive some Celtic fans potentially writing them off. I think obviously until the Rangers get the players in the building and we see what we're kind of working with. But one thing I do believe is that there's absolutely no way they could be any weaker than last season. As a Rangers fan, I watched them last season, and it's the worst I've seen them in years. And I do believe they'll be a lot better.
I mean, Barry makes a good point there, just in terms... Like, we've seen it flip before, and Barry talks about the season that, you know, Celtic were going for 10 in a row. They were the favourites. Rangers won the title by quite a distance. Then into the next season, Rangers were the favourites by quite a distance. And Celtic ended up winning the league title. Mm-hmm. So we've seen it flip over the course of one summer before.
Yeah, I agree with Barry. I don't think that Rangers can be any worse than they were last season. I thought at times Rangers were dreadful. We witnessed Rangers fans just switching off, leaving the stadium. You know, for Rangers to lose games, no disrespect to them against Queen's Park at Ibrox. This was incredible. Should never happen. But it did, and that's the way the season went for Rangers. And I do agree that I think Russell Martin will come in. He'll demand a little bit more off his players. He's getting an opportunity to get one or two of his own players in, try and get one or two out, freshen it up. He looks like he's doing that. But we never know how it's going to unfold until the season starts, Andrew, because, as I say, we've still got a right few weeks before this transfer window closes. And all of a sudden, you could be sitting there now looking at the Rangers team that was the squad that was going about at the weekend against Bruges. It could be completely different. Same as Celtic. We're watching Celtic tonight against Cork. There's absolutely no way there'll be about three of those players that will start the opening game in the Premier League. So both teams will be a lot stronger.
Well, thank you to Barry. Unfortunately, that's all we've got time for on the phones tonight, but make sure to phone in again sometime soon. It is 0-0 at half time between Celtic. Oh, sorry, 1-0, of course, to Celtic at half time with Cork City. That Luke McCowan goal is the difference. We'll get more reaction to that tomorrow night. So Celtic fans will want to hear from you then. I'll be in the studio with Scott Allen. Rangers fans, maybe that signing of Nasser Djiga will have taken place, the Wolves defender, because that one has been going on for quite a while, hasn't it? Looks as if that one is all agreed and he will be in the building at some point. Maybe tomorrow will be the day that that one is announced. Maybe it'll be tonight after we go off air, but we'll want to hear from you then. But thank you for getting involved tonight on the phones, on social media, watching on the live stream as well. Thank you very much to Gordon DL in the studio as well, and stick around because Gregor and Lindsay are up next.